95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did that song end before we started talking?
No, certainly not. No.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Not a chance. That never happens.
This is odd. We have a studio full of people.
I know. Hi, everyone.
This is strange.
Yeah, it's like before the whole world shut down, we used to have humans in.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Remember when there used to be humans
in the world?
And,
yeah.
Yeah, that was fun times. Maren brought me a happy anniversary.
So nice. Cake. You're so nice.
KLOS anniversary.
Yes.
You've been here?
Yes, of course. Yes. Because I've been here a year.
As of tomorrow.
That's
year.
That's true.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's
that was
insane.
Quick.
Yeah. That is crazy quick. Yes. And coffee. And I was very surprised.
And very little booze. There's certainly no booze in there. Right, Maren? Hardly any booze.
I'm sure there's booze in yours. I'm sure. There's no question about that. All right. How is everyone? Good?
Yeah, you know, yeah, right? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wednesday, okay.
Oh. Let's talk about today's show. Sluggo hates Yoda.
Yeah, down with Yoda. Down. Hate me, you do.
I've never...
Hate me, you do.
I've never heard of anyone hating Yoda.
I know. It's a rarity. But there's got to be a lot of movie characters, beloved characters in movies that other people hate as well, besides Yoda.
I was trying to think, and yeah. I mean, other than like Jar Jar Binks, but everyone hates
deservedly so
Jar Jar Binks. But we need.
Wait, Anne, you said that you don't
I hate Chewbacca.
Can you imagine that?
You hate Chewbacca.
It's like love. Chewbacca's been so annoying.
This is a nightmare, and I don't like any of the people in this room, and I need to rethink all of my choices. So we will talk about you hate a beloved character.
Yep.
The key is it has to be loved by pretty much everyone but you.
Yeah.
Sluggo hates Yoda.
Yeah. But Anne also pointed out that Grogu is the best. He's so just...
Oh, that's the little baby Yoda?
Yeah, baby Yoda.
Yeah, very cute. Huh? What? You love Grogu?
Grogu!
Say it right. Who cares?
You bad man. Yes, he's the best. He's so cute.
How do you think he's awesome. The best? He's so cute, but you don't like Yoda.
It's a long story. We'll tell it when we talk about it. I'll tell you why.
That makes no sense.
Hate me or do?
And you do a Yoda impression. Excellent. You had stuff stuck in your body.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. There was a new show on TLC tonight called Stuck.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
getting out of the shower and I fell.
And I fell on my bong. I don't know how it happened.
No, these are different things, though. They're stuck in much worse.
Oh, no, it's everything. Worse.
Right.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Some of it's super gross.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bug in an ear.
Oh.
Step up the nose.
Yeah, bugs in ears happen way too much.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Tremendous amount.
Yes.
And they show stuff that I don't need
to see.
No, I'm not down with that. I have a new a traffic hack that I will introduce you to.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Wow, cool.
There's a problem, and instead of complaining, I solved it.
And you can shave another 3 minutes off our commute?
Right.
Something like that?
Maybe. Sweet. Maybe more.
It's down to 2 hours and 40 minutes now.
Correct.
Nice.
There's a guy named Sam who wrapped his limousine in Rams logos.
Oh, yeah. Are we talking to that guy today?
We are.
Sweet.
Yes, we're going to talk to him in about a half hour.
Very cool.
So that's coming up. And Sluggo hates Yoda. Did I mention that? And is also a communist.
What's wrong with that part?
And now, a moment with Kevin.
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
That was on your very first day right there. That was on your very first day.
Was it?
Well, yeah, we were enjoying verbal intercourse with Bean.
Were we?
Yes.
Didn't seem like I was intercoursing with anything.
And I just
certainly not verbally.
Have to say that, you know, it's been a year. It's unbelievable.
That is hard to believe.
Crazy.
It really is hard to believe.
I've been doing this
time
for
flies.
A year. It really did.
It's been very fun.
Yeah, it seemed like 4 months. If you told me it was 4 months, I'd be like, okay.
I almost didn't make it here because I got stuck behind an old person driving in near my house. Now, listen, old people are great. Everyone loves old people.
Just
fine.
Sure.
They're terrible drivers.
The worst. I like it when they finally decide, I probably shouldn't drive anymore.
I do too, but they
That's
don't
a wonderful
decide
day.
That. Most of
no,
them.
No, most of them.
And the woman today needed to slow down to see if the business she was looking for was there.
Oh,
she was in the right lane.
Right.
And there were cars parked on the right side.
Right.
So she slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like,
And I'm sure she was sitting on 6 phone books and had like the grayest, whitest hair you've ever seen.
I couldn't tell because I couldn't see her head.
Right. She's holding like her arms are way in the air, yes. Like she's on a chopper.
Like she's just hanging onto the wheel with her feet
wheel.
Daggling. dangling.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, come on. And then there was somebody to my left. So I was like, little honk. Just come on.
Yeah.
You're supposed to keep traffic
so
moving.
So hard not to honk at old people.
Same, but there's a lot of old drivers near my house.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
So this woman slowed down because she wasn't positive yet.
Pull into the driveway.
Any driveway. Get out of traffic and then you can figure it out. Then she came to a stop.
In the middle of the road.
Huh?
I mean, the lane.
In the right lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
And that's when it occurred to me. Here's what we need to do.
Oh, yeah. So you have a traffic hack.
I do. My traffic hack is this.
Yeah. What?
Let's turn the right lane into old people only. Everybody that's over, say, 50.
Hey, that's us.
Has to drive in the right lane, or you can get a ticket if you're out willy-nilly in the second, third, and fast lane.
So you always stay to the right.
Always.
Yeah, if you're 50-plus.
Yes.
You have to check your driver's license. You were born on this day in 1970.
There should be a right lane on every freeway in Southern California, even on the 5, where it ridiculously narrows down to 2 lanes.
Stay in the right.
The right lane is for old people. And that way, everybody else can go on about their business. And by the way, old people get nervous.
Yes. So and it's so, doing them a favor.
I'm thinking of them.
Exactly. It's very thoughtful of you.
So how do we get a law the right going? I don't how know do write how to up a do law? A law.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do
a law. We'll figure it out. We'll do it by tomorrow.
We'll do a law.
Yes, okay. Come
and
on.
Now, a moment with Kevin.
99.5, hold on. 99.5 KLOS.
Southern wait, California. Hold on. What'd you say?
99.5.
99.5. We're up 4.
95.5.
4 higher than we were yesterday.
Wow.
Woo!
This has been a moment with Kevin.
That's great.
I mean, that one was a weird one to me because... Because
I said it 3 times in a row?
Yeah. And you've never done it before or since.
Yes, it was odd.
It was odd. Just all of a sudden, maybe you're in a different universe for a second.
Listen.
Celebrating a year with Kevin here at KLOS today.
Yes, I'm very happy that I've been here a year. That's crazy.
But yes, your excuse was?
No, I've been asked a million times, you know, what was going through my mind when.
Oh, right.
And who knows? Yeah. Dude, who knows? I don't.
Dude, it's amazing we can get out of bed and come in here at all, for that matter. Listen, it's true. It's a fact.
I have a job where I talk and I make mistakes where you can't understand what I'm saying. That's super weird.
I'll tell you, know what? I'll let you know a little something here.
Okay.
People have said to me over the years that there's times I can't understand a word you're saying, and it's because I sort of do what Jed does. When I can't get words out,
I wish I was smart enough to do that. I try.
So I say stuff that makes no sense when I get stuck. That's what I do. But, you know, you got to have that gibberish in mind to do.
I don't have anything in mind, clearly. So you're watching Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, Empire Strikes
Back.
Yes,
sir.
And you, at what point did you realize you were a communist?
Because I hate Yoda.
Yes.
It's funny because there's a little bit of a story to it. Star Wars was like my favorite movie ever. Seen it a million times, blah, blah, blah. My dad, one of the nicest things in my life that he ever did for me was I was in school when Empire Strikes Back came out right near my birthday. He went and stood in line from early in the morning until he got tickets to the first screening the first day, pretty much on my birthday.
Might I say that doesn't sound much like your dad?
No, sir.
Wow.
This is a big moment. It was huge.
That's impressive.
And he shows up, and I'm in class, and he goes, hey, we got to go do that doctor's appointment. Come on. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
That's the coolest dad ever.
Right? Takes me over to the theater, doesn't tell me where we're going. We pull up, and we can waltz right into the movie, the first screening of Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was blown away. And I was loving it. I was loving the movie.
Empire Strikes Back is the best movie of all. By far.
I was very much enjoying it to begin with. And then all of a sudden when Luke lands on that little planet.
Yes.
And I'm like, Yoda comes crawling up and is like, yeah, get away from my stuff. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, this Muppet. I hate this Muppet. This is so poorly done.
Wait, hold on. You were 100% in on Star Wars.
Yes.
You were 100% on Empire Strikes Back.
Until
Yoda.
Yes, and I was thinking, oh, well, this is probably just some tiny little character. He'll hardly be in the movie. He's just here while on this planet.
The reason I ask that is because sometimes you sort of see something in a trailer or people start talking about something, and you go in with the intention of hating on.
Right, and sometimes. I did not. I had no idea. And then it turns out that Yoda's a major character. Yes. Gonna be in the rest of the movie. And I'm like, no, he sounds like Grover.
He's my second favorite.
I hate it.
That's part of what makes him interesting.
And I had always done a Grover impersonation, so it was easy to do.
You just have to turn the words around.
I got a gray hair in my blue fur. And I'm like, this sucks. How am I supposed to take this seriously as a kid?
Well, at least that was the only movie that Yoda was in. So that's good. So you got that going for
you. I finally came around to the dark side. And I'm like, all right, Yoda's pretty cool.
Yoda's my second favorite character in the entire Star Wars universe.
Really?
Yes.
And we found out today, Anne hates Chewbacca.
Yeah, that's
how can anyone
ridiculous.
Hate that dog? He's just a giant puppy.
Is he a dog?
I don't know. He looks like one.
I don't think he's a dog.
But yeah, so yeah, people always freak out when I say I hate Yoda.
Because
I can't stand Yoda. I mean, now I'm all right with him now. And Grogu is awesome. Another
Grogu's little baby Yoda from...
Yeah, okay. The same sort of species, whatever it is, which we haven't found out on The Mandalorian, which is right. A great show. And I'm okay with it. But yeah, I was pissed. Like, I left the movie going, this movie sucked. I hated it.
Because
I had a Muppet in the movie. He was talking ridiculous. I'm like, this is stupid.
Keep going.
Oh, hate me, you do. Oh.
Hate you, I do.
The Force is strong with you. Your hatred will turn on you. You will find yourself with some guy in a theater.
Well, I don't know what the hell is talking about.
I don't know what's happening.
That's going in a weird way.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Today.
Other characters that are
you
hated.
You hate a beloved film character. Everyone else seems to love it. For some reason, you're not on board.
Yeah, like, what could that be? You can't think of any movie characters most people like that you... I mean, that'd be like saying to me, like, what's-his-face in Clerks. Like, I love... Like, some people hate that movie. I love it.
I do, too.
I'm not even supposed to be here today. But if someone said they hated that...
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to understand.
No.
And the thing that really is bizarre to me is that that wasn't the first, like, weird artistic choice in the Star Wars world.
No, but it was just the fact that it was a Muppet.
Choices.
It was like out of Sesame Street with that voice that I'd always done myself.
As Grover!
And I was like, this is stupid.
You're the worst. All right, so we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour.
This is why you fail.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
You're a bastard. Have you ever been unclothed from the waist down?
This has been a moment with Kevin.
That one. No one's ever been naked from the waist down, ever.
I don't understand that.
It's celebrating a year with Kevin as of today.
Let's talk about the Rams, shall we?
Rams! Whose house? Oh, you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, do it again.
No!
Do it. Try it again.
Whose house?
Rams' house.
That was okay.
Come on. You leave him hanging. It's funnier the second time. Come on, man. You have to do it and try it
all
again.
All right. Whose house?
Even
it
better. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Sam Scafide. I'm not sure if I'm saying your name right, Sam. Am I?
How about Scafidi?
There you go. That's perfect. That's
I wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Sam?
Hey, join the crowd, man. I've been listening to that for years.
I'm sure. I apologize that I didn't know what it was.
Not a big.
How long have you been a season holder for the Rams?
I go back to the 70s.
Nice.
We had seats, around Ty Haback and, all the guys back in the day on the 39-yard line there. And then they went to Anaheim. And then so we tried to buy some seats there because they just didn't let you just have your seats to go there. And then we bought some seats there. And then they took off, as you know, to St. Louis.
Sure.
So, I go back to the 70s.
So when they came back, you automatically got the season tickets again?
Well, absolutely. My prodigal team came back. Are you kidding, brother? So what I did is I had 9 of my employees all get on the internet at 10 minutes to 10, I think it was, that morning.
Right.
And all of them just jump on Ticketron to see the best seats I could possibly get. And I lucked out and got 40-yard line seats.
Wow.
So I got 8 seats. Yeah.
And you would always hire a limo to take your family to the game?
Yeah. Well, I don't like driving to L.A. I'm just that guy. Anyway, so yes, we always hired a limo, and my daughter and I were coming back from one of the games, and I looked at her and I said, that limo that day happened to have broken down.
Oh.
And so they had to send another limo to get us to take us to the game, and we were almost late. And I go, wait a minute, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing this. So I said, we need to have our own limo. That was on a Sunday.
What? Wait, hold on. Rewind. You said what? You're going to buy your own limo.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, we need to be in charge of our own destiny.
I like that.
Come
you
on,
just...
the Rams are too important.
I like that you just ran over that like that was nothing.
Yeah.
Was it just... so we decided to buy
it. Yeah, I'm going to buy my own limo. That'll be good.
So on Wednesday, we purchased the limo. On Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And by the following week, we were already putting it together and putting it, we designed it because at West Coast Labels, that's what we do. We design things and make labels.
Right.
So we designed the thing, and then we sent it to a guy who wraps limousines, Sandbox in orange. He and my daughter designed the whole thing.
And describe what it looks
fabulous.
Like. Yeah, what does it look like? Describe to everybody what your Rams limo is, basically.
Well, it's a 28-foot. It's a 28-foot Jeep Grand Cherokee. They only made four of them. There's only four in the United States that are Grand Cherokees. I wanted something up a little taller so you didn't have to bend way down like in those other limos. You know,
right? Those other limos suck.
Yeah,
it's so hard to get in when you're really wasted, man.
But you found this one in Arizona?
Yeah, we found this one in Arizona. The guy was closing his limo business, and so this one was like a year or so old. I can't remember now, but they're 2 years old or something. Anyway, and it had hardly any miles on it, and so we purchased it from him, fixed it up a little bit, did a few things to it, and it's, I think you've seen the picture.
I have, yes. Yes, I have,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, we got to retweet that at Kevin and Slater.
Really in great shape, but I mean, you know, we tweaked it a little bit ourselves, and it's just great. I mean, it's a great vehicle.
I don't need details specifically, but what does it cost to buy a limo secondhand? Is it roughly the cost of a car? Or
I don't mind telling.
Okay.
Listen, this is
That's
we're not going to hide anything here.
Right.
In fact, I brag how inexpensive it was. It was actually only $25,500 for the limo.
Really?
$6,000 for the wrap. I told you this guy was going out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get a Hummer because, you know, they're kind of cool. But you got to, they only make those with only 20 people.
Right.
And my garage would only hold, you know, it's only a 40-foot garage, you know.
So. Right. Who has a 40-foot garage?
So everybody who goes to the Rams games probably has seen your Rams wrapped limo by now. Do they?
Thousands and thousands of pictures.
That's
of that
awesome. Do they think that people always think that the Rams themselves are actually in the vehicle?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been asked that. Oh, do you guys work for the organization? Because they look at me and they know I'm not a player.
But you're just a super fan. I mean, that is a true fan move.
I'm telling you, I love the Rams, man. I love them. Stan Kroenke is the greatest owner of a football team in America, period.
He's the
greatest.
It's tough to argue with that today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. That's right.
Were you at the parade today?
He put together a dream team, man.
He did. Were you at the parade today?
No, I didn't. I didn't go. You know, I'm not big on crowds like that, even though I've been to 32 Super Bowls. But I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm a little confused there.
On the streets of L.A. Come on.
All right.
You've been to
32
Super Bowls.
My wife and I, yes.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah,
now, when I saw the picture of your limo, I thought that was your business, that you were a limo company and people. That's what I thought. But this is just for your family.
No, we don't rent it. Yeah. No, we don't rent it. We're just regular people that just want to enjoy what they've got.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really great.
We're having fun. Our family's having fun. We've been blessed to have a great, great time in our life. I don't mind telling you.
There is a quote from you that says, if you want to get in the limo, everybody's got to be rammed up. If you're not rammed up, you don't ride in this limousine.
That's right.
Define them rammed up.
Well, you know what I mean. You've got to have the shirt or the hat, or you've got to have something that shows that you're representing the Rams.
I got you. All right. Well, man, congratulations on the Rams winning the Super Bowl. You must have been so excited.
Hey, I tried asking and they never answered properly. Whose house?
Rams house.
There you go. That's how you answer it.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Remember the pantsless guy that got ejected out of his sunroof yesterday?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Enjoying naughty videos on his phone while he was driving.
That has nothing to do with this. I just wanted to bring it up. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There's a new show on TLC tonight, which is The Freak Network.
The Freak Network.
Which I love.
Yeah.
It's called Stuck.
It's called Stuck.
The name of the show is Stuck.
Okay.
And it involves people who get stuff stuck.
Various things lodged
inside themselves.
Things that are not supposed to go in there.
And then they have to go to the hospital, and then it has to be surgically removed.
Now, we're not necessarily talking in this case, I fell out of the shower. That's why I was naked.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of those.
Right. But this is also anything, like all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, there was one with a gross one with a bug in an ear, which I hate.
Oh, that is so crazy. Yes. That happens way too much.
That happens. There were like three of them in the trailer for it.
Really?
I was like, no.
We have the trailer. You want to give it a listen?
Let's hear.
Every year, thousands of hospital visits are made because things are stuck inside the body.
Did you get it?
Oh, yeah. It's really stuck in there.
It's really stuck in there.
And it's actually in there pretty deep.
No matter what it is or how it got there, either way, we have to get it out.
Boom.
I don't like any of those noises. Go back 2 seconds. I don't like any of those noises.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh, not happy.
That's when things are being pulled out, right?
Yep.
As it were.
Just pulls the BB right up to the surface.
Okay. Light bulbs, beer bottles, sports equipment.
Sports equipment?
How
are you getting sports equipment lodged in the human body?
What is sports equipment?
Yeah,
tennis?
What could that be? Yeah.
Racket? Hockey stick? Really?
A hockey stick?
I don't know.
Wow. Like a goal post?
Well, I hope not a goal post. Like you're sitting on top of a goal post and they have to take the whole thing to the hospital?
Yeah, I got out of the shower and I fell on the goal post.
Animals.
Arm of like a little dog.
Fairly large cockroach.
Ooh.
Even Christmas ornaments. Just gets worse.
No, I think got anything stuck inside.
You started talking 1 second too early.
Oh, it's that last noise.
It's
there?
That last noise.
We can get back to that.
That might be a deal breaker for me. I'm not exactly positive, but it it's not a noise you ever want to hear in life. It's not something that's good. It's not something that you enjoy. And when you're making this noise, you've made a wrong choice.
And whatever you do, don't call Kevin to make this noise.
So gross. Not for me.
So we want to hear from people that have gotten various things stuck inside their...
Yes. Or if you worked at an emergency room.
Oh, yeah.
Or a friend or a brother or sister or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck is the topic.
Yeah. Now, it's not necessarily the ways...
Listen, it's going to be B-hole. Listen, there's going to be a lot of that because for some reason that's a giant magnet for items. I don't know why. It just seems to draw items in, including goalposts. But there were some up the nose. There were some ears. Did you hear the guy talking about the BB?
Yeah.
It was in the side of his forehead.
Oh, it was in the side of his forehead.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It had pierced the skin and was underneath the skin. And he was using like a magnet to get it out.
This could have happened to you as a kid because you guys used to have BB gun wars, right?
Oh, I was so dumb. Yes.
Man, oh, man. It's lucky.
This could have happened a lot
of times. Both your eyeballs.
I never went into the hospital with something stuck inside me, I'm happy to say.
Not yet. The day's young.
But I do love the idea because now they have that bulletproof glass that you have to talk through.
Oh, yeah.
I do love that because they go, what's your problem? You go, I'm not feeling well. And they go, I can't hear you.
I have a goalpost stuck inside my body. I was getting out of the shower and I fell on it.
And you know, like, orderlies and nurses and doctors, it just spreads like wildfire through the hospital.
Hey, come to the ER room.
I'm going to need to know how it happened. I'm sorry. It's just how I'm built. I'm going to need to ask you
how
did it occur? And what did you tell them? Because we know you didn't tell them the truth.
Right.
But we want to know the truth.
Yes.
So stuck. Inside you, 818-955-KLOS. I don't know why I love this topic so much, but I do.
It's
entertaining.
Yes.
Because as dumb as I am, I've never done this.
Never gotten something rammed inside your body.
I've done everything else there is to do, but my beehole is clean. Just here for whoever's keeping notes. All right, KLOS, hello.
I have a brother, not only once, but twice. One time he stuck a bean in his ear. And then about a few months go by, he stuck a bean up his nose. Both times had to go to the hospital to actually urgent care. And then being that we're Mexican, he ended up calling him, his nickname is Beaner.
Of course. Of course it is.
Why do some people have an obsession with sticking stuff in their nose? How old was he?
Yeah, I was going to ask, how old is he?
He was about 4 years old.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's about the limit, though.
Yeah, no. Well,
if you're five and you're putting something up your nose, there's something wrong with you.
Or 40. That's about the cutoff for me. That's when I stopped. Right on. Thanks for calling,
Thanks.
Man.
Give our best to Beaner. KLOS, hello.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you. You got something stuck?
No. I have two friends. One friend had an uncle who did ER, and the worst case thing he had to see was somebody who had a screwdriver that got stuck up there, and it didn't want to come out.
Wow.
And I currently have a friend who does x-ray technician, and he likes sending us photos of the x-rays, and the most recent was somebody who got a paint can.
Did you say a paint can?
Yep.
I'm guessing that they were going to do some sort of artwork with it.
Doesn't this...
They were redecorating. Maybe they don't like the color up there. I don't know.
The color up there. Yeah, it's better to bleach, but whatever.
I don't...
You know how it goes. So, and also, for the record, it's Beef Jerky Guy. Love you guys.
Okay. Right on, Beef Jerky. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You got something stuck in your body. We need to hear about it. We started this hour by talking about a show on TLC called Stuck. That debuts tonight.
That's not like dogs stuck. It's things stuck inside of you.
Yes. And it is the medical community trying to retract them, to get them out of you. So that is the topic. You got things stuck?
40 years ago, I worked in the operating room, and we got a call one night to come into surgery. Some guy had a fish tank light bulb stuck up his... Anyways, we go in, and this guy, they doped him up. They couldn't get him to relax in the emergency room to get it out.
Well, so of course.
They were afraid to take the tongs and pull it. They didn't want to break it, so they called us. So we took him into surgery. The whole time we were walking down the hall, he's got a sheet over his face. I said, don't do that. People are going to think you're dead, you know. So he's covered his face with his hands and his arms. And we get in there, and I scrub in, and anyways, we put him up like a chick, you know. they had to put the speculum in and the whole thing and take some of the towel tongs and go in and grab it and pull it out. We got it. They were afraid it was going to break.
Sure. I mean, yeah, that's don't be sticking glass inside yourself would be the lesson I would think.
Yeah, the emergency room said, we're not going to try. You guys take your shot, you know?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it was a lot of fun for everyone.
Yeah, the guy's in recovery, and we went in to check him to make sure, you know, he was all right.
And to make fun of him.
And he skated.
He laughed?
He freaking skated.
Of course. Who could blame him? Yeah. I would rather people think I was dead.
Well, he had more lights in his fish tank at home. He had to see if those would work. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You got something stuck we need to know about. We're talking about a new show on TLC tonight called Stuck. And it focuses on people who had to go to the hospital because they got something stuck in their body. You've done that?
A few years ago, I worked in the emergency room. And because of the age of the kids, I think they were 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm.
And they were brought in by the ambulance in the back door because of their age. And they were stuck together.
Wow, how did that happen?
How?
They were stuck together by doing a doggy style.
And he couldn't get out?
He couldn't. He was so swollen, they couldn't break them apart, so they had to ice him down. And the bad thing is they were miners.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So they were doing this in a gold mine? Oh, wait.
No,
right.
They were young.
Oh, I see.
They were young.
Oh, I got
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were told that they were at the bleachers and they left their houses.
Wow, wait, so they got taken in an ambulance in that position?
They were both on the same gurney.
Wow.
We had to ice them down for about 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yeah, and well, I mean, you know, fully, everything to get them to calm down,
right,
to retract. And then we had the job of calling their parents.
Oh.
Yeah, and we have a whole drawer in the emergency room full of tools and objects that we call the F drawer.
That seems terrible.
You would be surprised what comes into an emergency room.
I know, right?
I think I wouldn't be, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't expect a sort of Greek statue with the two of them still in a happy position. Yeah, no, thanks for calling, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. You got something stuck?
Ow! We want to hear about it.
We're talking about... You got something stuck in inside your body.
Hey, that's not supposed to be lodged in there.
And that happened to you?
I don't. I got to say, I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You guys are the best. My best friend is an ER nurse, and he calls me all the time, sends me pictures. Number one thing he says, he sees shampoo bottles shoved up the old cake hole all the time. He says their excuse, every time their excuse is, I slipped and fell on
it. Yeah, of course. That's everyone's excuse for anything.
Yeah, there's that shampoo bottle. Oh, it's looking pretty good.
Well, he said once you found somebody that had a Barbie doll of all things shoved up the old bean hole.
By the way, there was for the that show that's on tonight called Stuck on TLC, they had a Barbie doll arm.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What happened to the rest of the doll?
Don't know.
I'm afraid to ask.
Don't know.
Dude, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
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 Howdy.
You got something stuck?
Oh, you know someone who did?
No, it was totally me, and that's how I got my childhood nickname of Peanut.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, what's your nickname?
Peanut.
Peanut?
Yep, Peanut. You know, the little
peanut.
Things that you
okay.
Yeah, I got that stuck on my nose and had to go to get it removed. Out of the emergency room.
You had it in your nose?
Yes, I did.
And this happened last year?
But no, I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Four, okay.
You know, and it, sometimes, and this happens every once in a while, someone, kid will do that, and it'll be in their 20s before it actually
true.
Shows
that
up.
Is true, yeah.
Yeah, they even know what the hell happened.
Thanks for calling, Peanut.
Can I wish my husband a happy anniversary? He should be on his way home from Santa Barbara at work.
Of course.
Yeah, what's his name?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, Peanut says hi! Boy, that sounds really weird.
Yes, it does.
That sounds
Michael Jackson and Peanut.
Yeah,
what a couple.
That seems dangerous.
Okay, thank you for calling, Peanut.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so check it out. One time on a Friday night, I'm hanging out with a girlfriend. We're having some drinks. Next thing I know, something flew in my ear. I start shaking my head so violently and violently trying to get this thing out because I'm freaking out. It feels like I can see it. Next thing you know, it flies out of my ear, and I look up, and my girlfriend has a Mike Myers knife, man, ready to operate on me. Ridiculous.
Does that scare you?
Yeah, it scared the heck out of me.
Wait, what? So what actually, first of all, went in your ear?
It was a moth.
Oh, a moth. And then she's going to extricate it with a knife?
Hey, man, she was ready. Had it in her hand. She's all, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
She's looking for an excuse to knife you to death,
she's
dude.
She's had the knife in her hand for a long time, dude.
The police are going to come back to this phone call someday and go, he was knifed to death. We'd like to... Oh, foul language they pretend to use. Oh.
I have to announce that I'm leaving KLOS because...
After 1 year to the day...
I didn't realize that my partner hated Yoda.
Yoda sucks.
That is...
Yoda's a Muppet.
That's not okay.
I don't need a Muppet in my sci-fi, man.
But it's a Muppet with power, dude.
Yeah, power I have.
Yes.
Make your float, I can.
Sluggo really did love Star Wars, was all up for The Empire Strikes Back.
Couldn't wait to see it. Got to see it the first screening, the first day it was released.
Was rooting for it to be great.
I knew it was going to be amazing.
It's not like you go, it's not like you hear about Jar Jar Binks and everybody's complaining.
Right.
And then you go and you go, yeah, everybody's right, that sucks. That
right.
wasn't your
thing. No,
case.
I didn't have any idea yet. And all of a sudden the...
You didn't know the magic that was Yoda.
Yeah, and Yoda's going through all of... Luke stuff, and he's really upset about it. And I'm like, this Muppet is so dumb. I can't wait till he's off the screen. I don't suppose it's going to last long because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. No, it didn't last long.
He wasn't a major character.
Yoda.
I was like 15. And I was like so pissed. I was like, this is
what?
Horrible.
I don't. Are you communist? What?
And then I suddenly realized, oh no, this is a major player in the movie. Mm-hmm. We're not going to lose this guy for the whole damn film.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll pull the stuffing out of him before it's over, but no.
It was an actual. Being. It was an actual being that used the Force and was able to teach other people to use the Force, Sluggo.
This is why you fail.
You must have really just missed the whole thing.
You actually really, and you love Yoda. You're a big Yoda
Yoda's
fan.
Yoda's my second favorite character after Darth Vader.
Darth, of course, Darth.
Because Darth Vader's like the greatest villain of all time.
And he's not a Muppet! With a ridiculous voice. I came to understand Yoda. I came to appreciate it. But the first time I saw the movie, and all my friends were asking, man, you get to go see the first screen. Are you kidding? What was it like? I'm like, it sucked.
The Empire Strikes Back was better than Star Wars.
How dare you, sir? Let's go to the parking lot right
it was
now.
Better.
We will duel. And we're going to duel. We're going to count our paces.
Do we have weapons?
Sure. I'm always got a weapon on me.
All right. So here's the... I don't know what that means. Here's the topic.
I don't know what I mean.
You hate a beloved film character.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone else seems to love it. For some reason, it rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah.
And you have to pretty much fight your way out of every argument like this, like Sluggo's doing now. I came to a priest. Shut up.
Grogu helped bring me to the dark side of Yoda.
I talk ridiculous, I do.
I don't know what to do with you, man.
Oh, I'm Grover. Really? You're just listening to freaking Grover.
He changes the order of words.
Oh, clever that is.
That's something that I have an appreciation for as a human being who can't say words in the right order.
Yeah, but you do it all the time. Yeah.
So I actually think of Yoda as myself.
Well, then make something float.
You hate a beloved film character.
Yeah, that's got to be rough.
818-955-KLOS. What's your life been like hating fill in the blank? 818-955-KLOS. We started the hour talking about how Sluggo hates Yoda, which is just heresy, if you ask me. So the question is that you hate a beloved film character that everybody else seems to love. KLOS, hello.
Ah, coming through you are.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
You've had a heck of a month. Your birthday, a one-year anniversary. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
95 and a half KLOS is so lucky to have you. And
I am lucky to be here.
Well, yeah, I don't know about Sluggo.
I don't know about Sluggo either. He hates Yoda.
He hates Yoda. Down with Yoda.
Did you hear that news? I mean, what? How are you able to listen to the station anymore?
Sucks Yoda does.
Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, you too. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
We're talking about you hate main movie characters that everybody else seems to love.
Channing Tatum. I hate him.
It's a person, actually. But a lot of people do seem to love him.
Oh, God, he's just a muscled-up dummy. I hate him.
All right, I'll call him at home and hang up on him several times tonight. That'll teach him.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, KLOS. What beloved movie character do you despise?
Elf.
Elf. Really?
The character, the whole movie.
It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites.
I know, I love it too. Now I know why you're so upset about Yoda, Kevin.
It's one of my favorites, right?
Because I love Elf.
Now you can feel the sensation of
you bastard!
Give in to the dark side.
I understand Yoda too.
Yay!
You go straight to hell.
You have redeemed yourself, sir. Thank you for
calling. You hang up on yourself.
818-955-KLOS.
You hate a beloved movie character that everybody else loves. Sluggo hates Yoda, and so that's problematic right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to think, what to say.
Admit that Yoda sucks.
The question is, you hate a beloved film character. KLOS, hello.
First off, I got to say I love you guys.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you ever since, can we say other radio stations?
Sure.
K-Schlock?
Thank you.
Yeah, K-Schlock, exactly, right? All we need is, where's Jed the Fish, man?
We get let's get some fish up in here.
Anyway, yeah, I can't stand Ace Ventura, man. I never liked him. I don't know what everyone saw in him. He drove me nuts.
I can see that, actually.
I liked him,
yeah,
but I can see that.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I wouldn't stand by that and say you're crazy like I do Yoda.
Do you like Jim Carrey in general, or...?
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like early on, I hated him. He's acting like a five-year-old. I don't get it. But later on, actually, I really liked him in his dramatic stuff. I think it was way better.
Oh, yeah. Eternal Mind of a Spotless Mind or whatever, Sunshine. I love that movie.
The Sunshine of the Eternal Spotless Mind Soul.
Yeah, him.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Totally agree.
Yeah,
it's so
go.
Dark. Right on. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
KLOS, hello.
Not like Yoda, it is. It's good.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Sluggo? I cannot stand Ferris Bueller.
No.
I don't like him at all.
You
really?
Can't stand Ferris Bueller?
I don't really like it either.
What?
Yeah, I never did. I know people love that movie, and they love Ferris, and I don't really... I'm like, eh.
Whatever. That's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
That's top 10?
Really?
Ish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, we're finding out how...
How much movies you suck?
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
He's just a white guy doing privileged things. A movie about that.
Well, I mean, that's not... You're not wrong on that, for sure.
That's funny. Yeah. Right on. All right, thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS. You,
Hate a character that sucks.
Sluggo hates Yoda.
Down with Yoda. Down with Yoda. Come on, join in the champ.
Said no one ever. You hate a beloved film character. KLOS, hello.
Who do you hate?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh.
How do you hate SpongeBob?
I'm ready.
You can do him pretty well, though. I guess I can do Yoda, so that makes sense.
Thank you very much. I really try. Patrick.
I mean, if you put it that way, it's pretty
annoying. Yeah. What about Patrick? Do you like Patrick? I love Patrick. Oh!
Hey, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Patrick. Hey, SpongeBob.
Meow. Gary. Is that you? Meow. Gary. Meow, Gary.
Nice. Well, good for you. We love you. We applaud your hate.
Correct.
Thank you.
That's what we're about.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
We applaud hate. KLOS, hello.
You know who I couldn't stand as a character was Uncle Charlie on My Three Sons.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He did bug. Why was he always hanging around anyway?
He's always creepy. He's always in the same clothes and
yeah.
Hanging around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, giving out advice. Yeah, why didn't he go get his own house?
I like that it bothers you that he was wearing the same clothes.
Yeah. And he was in black and white, which really sucked.
Okay. Right on. I'm killing those boys all the time anyway. I don't trust that guy.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Stay away from Uncle. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You hate a beloved film character. Call now. Sluggo hates Yoda, and so I hate Sluggo. I mean, that's just, it's that simple.
Fair enough trade.
It's math.
I can't come to love even to bring you back into the fold.
So we're taking calls. You hate a beloved film character?
Yeah, I do. I don't like Captain America.
Oh, good for you.
Who doesn't like Captain America?
Me. Boy, I'm finding I don't.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it.
I mean, he's overhyped.
Yeah. Guaranteed you haven't seen it.
No, I...
Because you don't like that kind of movie.
Yes, that's right.
Do you like that kind of movie?
I've seen a lot of the Marvel movies.
You have? And you liked a lot of them?
I like Iron Man.
The first Captain America was great. What about Winter Soldier?
Oh, that was the worst one.
You go straight to hell.
Kevin's very upset. Sorry. Oh, and he hung up on him. That's a damn shame.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's David.
Hey, David.
Could be an older reference, but Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop, the little sheep.
Oh, Sherry Lewis. Lamb Chop can burn in hell for all I care.
And basically any ventriloquist, like Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
I am not a ventriloquist fan either.
Yeah, I know.
But I have been told legally that I love everything Jerry Lewis does.
I mean, you should call out the president of France at some point. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
All right.
Hi.
What's happening? Okay.
I don't know.
You hate a beloved film character.
I have five.
You have five?
Wow.
Yes.
Are there three people on the line?
Is this an old school party line? Is this a 976 number called us?
Why do we hear a woman talking, sir?
And why would you be talking to us if you got a woman over there?
Because I'm in a line for Pollo Loco.
Oh, okay.
El Pollo Loco.
You guys took forever to answer.
Sorry, no worries. All right, that's our bad. You hate a beloved film character.
Yeah, whom?
Oh, my God, I have five. How much time do you guys have? I have Ernest. I don't care where he goes.
Ernest can go to hell. Okay.
Yeah.
Second?
My kids used to watch a show on Nickelodeon called Fred. I hated that guy.
Oh, Fred's super annoying. Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, of course.
Another cartoon, this was Caillou. That kid, I wanted him to get abducted. I didn't care.
Okay.
He was awful.
I don't know that one, but okay, go ahead.
Mattia.
Okay.
Right. You know, you shouldn't make that noise when you're in line at El Pollo Loco or any fast food restaurant.
And the fifth one.
I got a funny one for you. I had to just keep driving, and so I got to go back in line now.
Oh, you were in the drive-thru.
Yeah, I was in drive-thru. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Well, thank you for calling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked to Sam, a Rams fan with a limousine wrapped in Rams carpet, a Rams ceiling, a Rams paint job, Rams tires.
You've probably seen it if you've gone to any of the games. It's always out there.
That dude had a pretty good week.
Yeah, that was pretty damn cool.
My traffic hack for Los Angeles is to make the right lane of every freeway exclusively for old people that are still driving.
And that's all out on the road, so bicyclists, get out of the way! Correct. Old people are taking over your lane.
And Sluggo hates Yoda, so he can go straight to hell.
Ah, Yoda sucks, he does.
All right, I'm off to pet Yoda.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace.
You know, we're celebrating today Kevin's 1-year anniversary of being with us here at KLOS. And this is how we're celebrating.
And now,
son of a bitch.
A moment with Kevin.
So, did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool, or did the security?
Drool? Hold on, a drool.
A drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
That would be the Scott thing with the drool coming up.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
That's great. great celebration.
Nice of you to provide so many of those for us.
We have a family four-pack to Knott's Berry Farm to enjoy Knott's Peanuts celebration going on now until March 6th with all your favorite Peanuts gang's character, like Peanut Gang characters, like Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, and Lucy. Tickets are and more info is at Knott's.com. But we'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
It's a hell of a way to get a start. He's already nominated for a Grammy. Wolfie right there. Wolfgang Van Halen. Mammoth, if you will. That is Epiphany. And we have tickets for you to see him with Dirty Honey.
KLOS, hello. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Greg.
Greg, would you like to go see Dirty Honey with Wolfgang Van Halen?
You know I would.
You're going to the Wiltern on March 2nd, man.
I would love to see Wolfie.
You got it. Congratulations.
Wow. Hey, I went to Dirty Honey's thing at the Viper Room. They did online back when COVID started.
Oh, yeah. The lockdown. That was a great show. You were actually there at the Viper Room?
I was in front of my computer.
Right. There you go. Well, now you can actually be in the Wiltern.
This would be much better. Cool.
55 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. KLOS, who is this?
Carlos, finding about the Knott's tickets.
Carlos, you're winning the Knott's tickets.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You got the tickets. You got a family four-pack to Knott's Berry Farm.
You guys are the absolute best. You guys made my day. I had a crappy day today.
Well, excellent. Nice. Screw that day. It's over. Congratulations. You're going to Knott's.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Good morning. Good morning. Good. Does that drive you crazy when you hear that? It was on this day in rock in 1967 when the Beatles recorded that song. Bob Dylan had his first ever number one album in the USA. USA! On this day in rock in 1974 when Planet Waves hit number one. Tisk, tisk, tisk. It was on this day in rock in 1990, one day before he turned 18, that Billy Joe Armstrong dropped out of high school. A week later, he released his first album with Green Day.